All right, NFL Week 2. We're going to continue on with our NFL picks. Pick the local games here. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in studio.
What up?
What up?
49ers at Bengals, 10 a.m. start on Fox. Brad, what do you think?
Which of these teams is the real deal based on their performance in Week 1? The Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, threw for 418 yards in Seattle against that secondary.
And lost.
because he fumbled with 15 seconds left. Is that the real Andy Dalton? I don't believe so. The 49er offense didn't do anything against Tampa Bay's defense, and I give Tampa Bay a lot of credit for the way that they played, but some of that stuff was self-inflicted because Garoppolo just looked rusty. But is that 49er defense really as good as they played against Tampa, or is Jameis Winston just a disaster? Yes. So this game is really tough. I think Cincinnati is giving 1.5 to the 49ers, which basically makes them a favorite just by being at home.
Yeah.
And so it's a second straight road game for the 49ers. I know they stayed in Youngstown, which is going to help their body clock situation, but it's a 10 a.m. start. You're going, it's the second home opener you have to play. And I think this game's going to be super evenly matched. I watched that Cincinnati game from last week and they hit. They are just as aggressive as the 49ers defense is. At this point, I just don't know what the 49ers are based on what we watched last week. And if you're going to play a home opener on the road for the second week in a row, I think you have to go with the home team in that situation. So as much as it hurts my soul,
wow,
I'm going with the Bungles.
Whoa. Nice. All right, Ben.
Yeah, it's funny. The Niners walk away with a win. And one of the storylines the Monday after was talking about how there's a quarterback controversy. I'm not sure Garoppolo's the guy and all these
That's
things.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you, I didn't. Also now are very limited in your running back position. Suddenly you guys were looking to have three-headed monster. I feel really bad. And with an improved Bengals defense, I got to go with Brad in this one. I'm going with Bengals.
Wow. All right, fine. I'm gonna, as they say on NFL Network, lone wolf this one. I expect the same from the pass rush with the Niners, but I don't expect Andy Dalton to make as many mistakes as Jameis Winston. George Kittle scores a touchdown without getting it called back.
Yeah.
For the first time this season.
I would think so.
After he had two that got called back last week. I'm going to go with the Niners with a close victory. All right, Chiefs at Raiders afternoon on CBS. What do you think?
We all know what Patrick Mahomes can do. The guy is, they're going to slice and dice the Raiders defense, and especially with now a depleted secondary. Jonathan Abram is now out for the season with a torn labrum and rotator cuff. You know, I would love to say, I'd love to be wrong here and say that the Raiders are going to slice and dice and have their way with Kansas City's defense. Andy Reid's doing Andy Reid stuff. He's going to look and see that the Raiders had a hard time covering across the middle, and that's right where Sammy Watkins' wheelhouse will be. So, unfortunately, the Chiefs take this one.
I give the Raiders a ton of credit for the way that they played last week. Mm-hmm. I obviously picked against them. They were able to negate that Denver pass rush. They were able to beat them up the middle, running the football. I know there's no Tyreek Hill this week, and I think the Raiders are going to be more successful than I thought. I don't want to completely poo-poo. It's a great win for them. I know there's no Tyreek Hill, but you lose your thumper over the middle in a secondary that I think is already undersized, and now you have Travis Kelce coming to town, LeSean McCoy. Kansas City gets up 14 points. They're just going to pin the ears back in Kansas City, and yeah, they're just going to get after Derek Carr, I think. And you just can't run a ball control offense against that type of team. So, unfortunately, I think it's going to be Kansas City this week, too.
The Josh Jacob thing, they're going to try to get him to get going so they can keep Mahomes off the field, but I don't think that's actually going to work. So, I, too, am picking the Chiefs to beat the Raiders. All right, there you go. That's the NFL picks. We'll do Beer 30. We'll try new beer in studio next.